Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter.
What's up, kid? How you doing?
Ass. All right, we have so much to talk about in sports, so let's get to it. It's sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light, other amazing Bud products. So if you are just hoarse from yelling at the TV screen because your team is not playing well, at least you got some Bud products to, wet that whistle, lube up the vocal cords, if you will. Yeah.
Lube up the vocal cords. Here we go, man. Let's just go through some scores real quick from the past weekend. I don't really have anything from the sports guy, so I'm on the score right now just going through, so bear with me here. Let's see. The Giants beating the Saints, which is crazy. 27-21 overtime. I don't know if you caught that yesterday, but wow, dude. Yeah, came down right down to the nitty. And, Giants scored a touchdown. You know what's weird? I still am getting used to score a touchdown, it's over with. I still think there should be a rebuttal, even with a TV or a TD. You know what I'm saying? You kick a field goal, you get the ball back, you can score again in overtime.
It's still
tie or win, but...
It's still a goofy thing to me. I'm not happy about it. I try not to think about it too much because it's just...
You know what's weird about it? It's like, to me, it's like we need to get this game over with.
Yeah.
We need to get this over with. This is a bit, we've been doing this for way too long. Whatever it takes, let's just get this thing over with. It's like, no. How about you make it fair? It was even more unfair before they changed the rule about the field goal. You know?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think they should at least be able to score another touchdown to tie, to keep it going back and forth a little bit. But I don't know. Anyway, Kansas City beating Philadelphia 42-30. You and Kiki watch that game?
I'm sorry, which one?
It was the Kansas City Chiefs.
No, we weren't able to watch that one. The Colts were on CBS instead, so she just kept up to date on her phone through the app there. But
nice.
Yeah.
There you go. Didn't watch much of that either, man. Houston losing to Buffalo, 0-40. Carolina.
0-4. Let's talk about Buffalo beating the hell
out of Houston.
Out of Houston. Dude, that's their second shutout of the season.
Is Houston that bad or is Buffalo that good?
I think Buffalo is just building off of last year. I think because they were fantastic last year, had a really good year, and I think they are just...
Who's your QB? Is it Josh?
Yeah. Josh Allen? Yeah. I believe so. Yeah. But either way, their second shutout of the season, 40-0. That's embarrassing, dude, for
it's
Houston.
It's embarrassing. That's crazy, though, dude. But there's a lot of teams in the NFL right now that you're like, damn.
Yeah.
They're pretty good, dude. We're going to be talking about one of them here in a second. Carolina losing to Dallas, 28-36. Dallas looking good, man. Prescott showing up again. Cleveland beating Minnesota 14-7. Missed that game. Don't know much about that. I'll look more
into
that
here. Real quick, now that you mentioned Cleveland, okay. Right now in the AFC North, between the Pittsburgh Steelers, Baltimore Ravens, Cincinnati Bengals, Cleveland Browns, the top two teams are the Cincinnati Bengals and the Cleveland Browns.
Wow.
What?
Wow.
Yeah. Yep.
The Bengals do the other day. Anyway, Indiana beating Miami 27-17. Tennessee losing to New York. The Giants 24-27. Big game over the weekend. A lot of us around here watch this one. Chicago, Detroit in Chicago, Soldier Field. Detroit losing 14-24, but coming back at the end there. Dude, what is up with Detroit? Like it's like the last, 8 minutes, it seems like they kind of turn it on a little bit. You're like, oh man, this team's kind of good. It's like they got it.
Can I be honest? I'm going to say something here, and to our friend and confidant, brother Chris Harry, I mean this in the nicest way possible. Usually, the Lions do better in the last 8 minutes of the game is because most teams they're playing have their second and third stringers in because they're already so far.
You're a jerk. Well, they Chicago didn't. Shut up. Oh my god.
Dude,
you're a bully. How can you rip on Lions or Lions fans?
You
should all embrace Detroit. Like the whole NFL should get,
it's like in high school.
Like, it's okay.
It's like in high school when, you're beating a team so poorly. And then eventually they put in the one kid who hasn't played all year and they give him a chance to score a touchdown. And everyone's like, all right, let's give this kid a chance to put one in the end zone. Okay. He hasn't played all year.
It's like they don't really tackle him. You know?
No.
It's like that. like those games where they give grandpa the ball and he runs a touchdown. They all act like they tackle him, but they don't.
It's like that one heartwarming story we saw where a guy wasn't able to graduate. This was back in the 40s. He wasn't able to graduate high school because he had to go fight the Nazis in World War II. So he came back and he was eligible for one game. And he's like 97 years old, okay? And they give him the ball and he runs it into the end zone. And that's what the Lions are like. They're like the 96-year-old World War II veteran.
Jesus, dude.
That everyone just kind of lets in and then they cheer for him.
Yeah, and they're all smiling. That's sad.
And then they do a nice story about it on the local news later that day.
Yeah, poor Lions, dude. You know, one of these days, dude, I'm telling you, they're going to show up, win the Super Bowl, and just laugh at all of us.
I hope so, because where's the problem? Like, what is, even when they were stacked, even during Barry Sanders' heyday, where is the breakdown with the team? It's like they can't get everything
together. Here's what's going to happen. It's going to be like a bunch of, like just a bunch of super athletes are going to be like, you know, hey, let's all go to Detroit. Let's all go to Detroit and just give them one, you know? We'll make a super team for, like, a couple of years. It's going to happen at some point.
I bet you Detroit.
Just show up. The coach is going to be like, damn, nice.
Detroit would find a way to screw it up like they have with so many other careers in there. And this is coming as a guy.
It's a stigma, Brock. Yeah. I don't know what it is, but damn.
Cripes.
Hey, you know what? If you're a Lions fan through and through and still, just like every week, just really.
How?
I'm proud of you. It's got to be tough, man. You know, if you're bleeding silver and blue or whatever colors they are, through thick and thin, which is it's never thin.
It's always thin. It's always thin. It's never thick. All right. You want it thick. They've been living thin for a long time. All right.
But damn. All right. Anyway, sorry, Detroit. Washington football team beating Atlanta 34-30. The Cardinals beating the Rams 37-20. That's one I kind of want to talk about, dude. This is for real. NFL's best team, is it? The Cardinals? It's been four games. Arizona Cardinals making a strong case that they deserve to be taken seriously. Cardinals scored at least 31 points in every game. Stifled Titans full strength. Now they've stifled L.A. almost. Completely worked over. Dude, it's crazy. Cardinals looking good this year, man.
Looking good. I'm not going to say the best team yet because there was another report I've seen like, oh, there's two 4-0 teams right now, are they? And it's like, look, we're four games in, okay? I know you can get a good idea of it, but it's still so early in the season before we start crowning them the Super Bowl champions.
Kyler Murray, though, dude.
I mean, good team. Don't get me wrong.
Complete 75% of his passes, 307 yards. Yeah. Dude, I saw some highlights, and I know there's been some big hype around this guy. I haven't really watched him yet. Watched the highlights last night.
Yep.
Yeah, you might want to watch out for this dude. Dude, he's for real.
We'll see.
He's definitely for real.
We'll see.
All right, more scores real quick. Seattle beating San Francisco 28-21. Your Green Bay Packers winning yesterday 27-17, beating the Steelers. I didn't catch much of that game, but I caught the very end of it because they switched over to it. Or I switched over to it, I should say. And, Rodgers, dude. You don't give Rodgers the ball.
No.
I don't know why they kicked that ball there.
What were they thinking? Onside kick that son of a bitch. Yeah, there was some poor play calls on a Pittsburgh side. And even Romo and Nance were talking about it. Just it wasn't well thought out in certain areas, you know?
There were a few play calls yesterday, dude. I'm like, hey, come on. You guys are an NFL football team. What are you doing? Yep. The Lions game, they chose to not kick a field goal and go for it on a 4th-and-1. Didn't get it.
Yeah.
So now you got no points. Now you got nothing to show for it.
Yep.
Yeah, there were some weird play calls yesterday. I was like, wow, that's interesting.
Can we get to the big game that everyone was talking about now?
Yeah, if you want to talk about last night, is that what you're talking about?
Well, yeah, because we've been droning on for 10 minutes, and I want to play my audio clip.
Okay. Tampa Bay beating the Patriots 19-17 in a very close battle last night. Tom Brady's first time back to Foxborough Stadium. It's kind of, you know, on Thursday, you were like, you know, I think he's going to get booed. No, he didn't get booed until he actually played football.
Yeah.
Like, he came out when they introduced him. It's like people were, like, crying almost, dude. It was wild.
It's tough. Hey, what do you think about that, Bill Belichick?
You know, it's always tough to tell guys that have worked hard and given you all they have.
There you go. That's all I wanted to do. It's been 10 minutes, and I've been waiting 10 minutes to play that clip, man.
Hey, Tom, one last time, Bill. How do you feel about that?
No, it's always tough to tell guys that have worked hard and given you all they have that you're not able to keep them. But
I don't think he moves
his
mouth.
That clip worked for everything, dude.
Yeah. Hey, Bill, what was the weather like there? Did you enjoy the weather?
No, it's always tough to tell guys that have worked hard and given you all they have that...
Hey, Bill, was it nice seeing Tom after all those years?
No, it's always tough to tell guys that have worked hard and given you all they have that you're not able to keep them, but...
Dude, how do you get your voice that...
And he doesn't... I don't think he moves.
I think he doesn't move his lips. He gets, like, right into the microphone.
Hey, Bill Belichick, what do you think about our impersonation?
No, it's always tough to tell guys that have worked hard and given you all they have that you're not able to keep them. But
anyway, that's all I want to do. I don't care. I'm sure it was a good game, but that's it. So yeah. Brady victorious there in Foxborough, beating his old team.
It was a good game last night. It was crazy.
Yeah.
Hey, we'll talk more about it next hour. We kind of went long this morning, so here we go.
All right. That's your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.
Rock.
Yeah, dude.
All righty, good morning. It is 7:25. Let's get right to it, because if it's like last sports report, we'll go entirely too long. So
no, I'll make
time
this
for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
Now, you don't know how to do that. You get off on your little tangents. It goes on way too long. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light, other amazing Bud products. So if you're thirsty and you want something to drink, Bud Distributing has you covered. It's that simple, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. In case you haven't heard, Tom Brady returned to Foxborough Stadium on Sunday last night to play his old team for the first time since leaving New England. It was a historic game. History was made at the age difference between Brady. Listen to this, dude. We forgot to talk about this last hour. Age difference between Brady and the Pats quarterback Mac Jones was the largest between starting quarterbacks in league history. More than a 21-year difference between the two.
Dude,
Jones is young enough to be his Brady's kid, for real.
Dude, that's unbelievable. That is unbelievable.
They were talking about Mac Jones last night, too. 4.0 student. The kid is like a perfect. He's like the perfect kid growing up, you know?
Yeah.
He played well last night, too, man.
That's a lot of pressure on there. Yeah, that's a lot of pressure on there. I mean, the Bucs are a great team. You got the pressure of playing Tom Brady, who you're trying to fill his shoes in the stadium where he made the legacy that he has. That's tough, man. That's tough.
Hey, Bill Belichick, what do you think about that 21-year difference between Mac Jones and Tom Brady?
No, it's always tough to tell guys that have worked hard and given you all they have that you're not able to keep them, but... No, it's always tough to tell guys that have worked hard and given you all they have that you're not able to keep them, but...
I just love that clip so much.
Right now, anyway.
Thanks, Bill. That's all.
You know, our future is going to be Mac at quarterback.
That's enough, Bill.
No, it's always tough to...
That's a register like only dogs and whales can hear. It's unbelievable, man.
It is low. Jesus, Bill. All right, moving on. College football. Listen to this, man. Saturday, unranked University of Kentucky Wildcats football team upset the number 10 Florida Gators in a wild game. Fans of Kentucky celebrated by lighting couches on fire. Yeah, it's sort of a tradition. It's nice, but there's also something to be said for acting like you've... acting like you've been there before.
Yeah.
It's gonna... Dude, that's wild. We're just gonna light things on fire.
I never understood, when your team does well, why burn your city to the ground? Why set things on fire? Like, woo! We're the F and J!
We're gonna burn it down!
Dude, this
burn
is our city!
We need...
Yeah.
You know what you should do? You should celebrate by cleaning it up!
Yeah.
We're all gonna clean
Yeah, get a broom out, big. This is nice. This is wonderful.
This is great.
There you go. I'm feeling really good. No, let's burn part of the city down.
No,
that sounds
we're
good.
Burn it down. Yeah, it's wild. Yeah. There's a lot of weird things when you win. It's like soccer. When you make a goal, you run away from your teammates. Why?
Yeah.
Why? You should celebrate with them, don't you think?
I don't get it. I don't understand. But hey, I guess we don't celebrate the right way. That's it. That's it.
People do interesting things, Brock, when they win. Some games on the weekend real quick. Kansas City beating Philadelphia 42-30. I'm just going to try to hit the main ones here. Dallas beating Carolina 28-36. Cleveland beating Minnesota 14-7. Close game there.
Minnesota, what are they, 1-3 now, I think? They are not having a good year. Yeah, not having a good year.
A little rough over there in Minnesota. Indiana beating Miami 27-17. Chicago beating the Lions 24-14. Lions, what are you doing? Kick a field goal at the end there. You need the 3 points regardless. See, that's why I don't feel too bad sometimes ripping on the Lions. You get down there, it was 4th and 1. You could have kicked a field goal. Then you go for the onside kick, and then you make up the touchdown.
Yeah.
Instead, you don't get the 4th and 1. Now you don't have any points. It's bad coaching, dude. It's just, sorry, guys. There's more to just
I just don't know what needs to be done in Detroit to fix that team, you know?
Well, right there. That right there to me is like common sense.
But they've
right
had coaches, though. That's the thing. They've had coaches. They've had multiple coaches. They've had multiple, quality athletes.
To me, though, dude, a Rocket football coach wouldn't know to do that. Seriously, a Rocket football coach would know to kick that field goal. Kick the field goal. Take it back. Let your kicker onside kick it. By chance, you get it. Now you get another opportunity. Now you have 0 points. The game's overdone.
Yeah.
A Rocket football coach would know to do that. So as a Lions fan, which I like the Lions. I'm a Lions fan. I look at that. I'm like, that's why I don't have a jersey. That's why I don't wear a Lions hat around.
It's because
they do stupid things like that.
I was able to get a Stafford jersey on sale. They were basically giving them away. So
Jesus. He's killing it. He lost. He lost this past Rams did lose.
Yeah,
he's still lost looking to good, looking good. The Cardinals, man. Yeah. Cardinals looking good, dude. Anyway, Green Bay beating Pittsburgh 27-17. How'd your boy play? Pretty good.
The Rodgers, he's the best, man. God, that guy can huck a football. It's unbelievable.
He can definitely throw the football.
Unbelievable. Right. Unbelievable.
Right. With that being said. what do you think about that sports report there, Bill Belichick?
Oh, I wasn't ready. Hold on. Ask him again.
Hey, Bill, what are you doing? You sleeping? What do you think about that?
It's always tough to tell guys that have worked hard and given you all they have that you're not able to keep them. But I have enough of a positive thoughts and feelings for Cam. You know, he came in here. He worked hard. He gave us everything he had. And
I mean, there's like not a single even when he said positive thoughts, his voice didn't change. I had positive thoughts. No. He's like, positive.
It's like when your dad sits you down after you do it. And he's just kind of disappointed and talks to you.
Yeah.
You know, he's not really angry anymore. He just wants to talk to you.
No, it's always tough to tell guys that have worked hard and given you all that.
Like, I mean, it's unbelievable. It's fantastic. All right. You got anything else?
That's just sports.
Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.